Welcome to the Stop Italian Sounding Podcast, uncovering authentic Italian food. I'm your host, Robert Campana, and join me as we delve into the rich heritage of genuine Italian food, exploring its legends, history, and traditions. Through important tips and insightful interviews with industry professionals, you'll gain a deeper understanding of authentic Italian food. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Stop Italian Sounding Show, uncovering authentic Italian food. So, you may be thinking of going to Italy, or maybe you even have a trip planned already and you can't wait to get there, see all the beautiful sights, eat the delicious food. So today I want to talk about a few different options that you will have when it comes to dining out in Italy. I know as you're walking around seeing everything, you're so excited, you want to go in every shop, go in every type of eatery, and you want to try everything. And quite honestly, you should try as much as possible, especially when it comes to local cuisine in Italy. But I should say that when it comes to eating out, don't just sit at the first place that you see, especially if you're in a tourist area. The quality of the food may not be that great. I recommend that it's a good idea to walk around the corner and to quote unquote get lost. So you have a few options when eating out. And the quickest thing that you could eat, of course, is street food, which is, let's just say, a quick way of getting something delicious known as quote unquote comfort food. Often fried, so you know most people are going to like it. You could either get that from a street vendor or inside a shop and then take it out and eat while walking around, or even find a place to sit down and enjoy that street food. But when it comes to sitting down and dining, you will have a few options within any Italian city. So we have the trattoria, osteria, and ristorante. Let's start with the trattoria, which happens to be my favorite when I am in Italy. Typically, let's just say that there are family-owned eateries, a little smaller in size compared to, let's just say, a regular restaurant. And the trattoria is all about simplicity and warmth. And when I say warmth, I'm referring to a cozy atmosphere. When you get inside, you feel like you're home. So they serve up hearty home-cooked meals from that area, oftentimes passed down through generations, because a lot of times they're family owned. And it's kind of a place where you feel like your dining experience is quite personal, kind of like you're sitting in, again, somebody's home rather than an eatery. They put emphasis on providing guests with a very welcoming experience and are often known for very affordable prices, generous portions, and authentic flavors. And this is actually the reason why I prefer them, because you get delicious food at a good price and you get a hefty portion. So what about the osteria, which is a little different than a trattoria? They're smaller, similar to that of a trattoria, and have a rich history dating back many centuries. So the history in a nutshell is this. Originally, osterias were roadside inns where travelers could stop, rest, and basically refuel while having a good meal. However, today, they're no longer like that. They've transformed into something totally different. So their place is now to eat with, let's just say, a rustic vibe. An osteria typically offers a selection of regional specialties paired with local wines and is perfect to taste local dishes in a very comfortable setting. However, their menus tend to be a little smaller compared to the other eateries, as they prioritize quality over quantity and really wouldn't have a big offering as a restaurant or a ristorante, as it's known in Italian. So how is a ristorante different than a trattoria or an osteria? Well, ristorante translates to the word restaurant. And it tends to be a little more fancy compared to the other two that we just discussed, as they offer an extensive menu. They tend to be bigger and they feature not only local food, but it's also possible to find dishes from other parts of Italy. So we're talking about traditional classics that most people know to brand new dishes that are innovated and created by chefs. In terms of ambiance, it's more sophisticated compared to that of a trattoria or osteria. And the service tends to be a little better. The wine list is also much larger. And of course, the menu is larger as well. So as mentioned in the previous episode, when it comes to eating out in Italy, many Americans often think about tipping. In Italy, when you eat out, tipping is not really necessary in these establishments, unless the service, let's just say, was above and beyond. So you had fantastic service, you want to leave a few extra euros, 5 euros, 6 euros, whatever it may be, but it's really not mandatory. Another thing I like to remind you of when you're eating out is the timing. So lunch is typically around 12:30 to 2 p.m. And dinner usually starts, I say start because this is still quite early, according to Italians, around 7:30 p.m. So if you want to eat like a local, eat with the locals, when it comes to dinner, you should go out later. I would recommend maybe 8:30, more or less, depending on the city and obviously what season it is. So summer, people will be out much later, especially in the south where you're near the sea. You'll be out later enjoying the outdoors. Italians love to eat outdoors. And when it comes to eating out and dining out in a trattoria, osteria, or a ristorante, it is quite common to seat yourself. So that is a little different compared to what people are used to outside of Italy in places like North America. So you do not have to check in with a host to be seated in most cases. You could literally just walk up, sit down, and the server will notice you. Hopefully will notice you, come up and take your order. So anyway, as we wrap up today's episode, we discussed the difference between some eateries in Italy. Trattoria is typically focused on a hearty home-cooked meal. The vibe is very homey in a relaxed atmosphere. Osterias offer a more intimate setting, similar to that of a trattoria, with a curated section of regional specialties. And the ristorante, on the other hand, let's just say, quote unquote, elevates the Italian cuisine to a more of a finer dining experience and extensive menus. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the stories of authentic Italian cuisine. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for more insights and interviews. Also, feel free to reach out with your thoughts or questions on our social media channels at Stop Italian Sounding or on our website, stopitasounding.com. Grazie a tutti e alla prossima.